Okay, yesterday we were discussing the Rambam, who says that a mitzvah sasei is doicha a mitzvah sasei. That if somebody who's an iser asei falls to yibum, the din d'oraisa is that you're miyabim. The mitzvah sasei of yibum is doicha the iser asei of an adami or mitzri in the first two generations. The Rambam said, "Asay is daicha asay." We had the major problem, the Shakasarye tainted that there's no svara. My ume the hayasay me. I asay, there's no svara that one asay should be daicha another asay. Lechitais. And we pretty much are left with the problem. Today, I'd like to discuss two possible mahalchim. First, the Shagasari's Mahalach, which we started yesterday, and then a second possible Mahalach and Asay Daicha Asay. Maisa Tzicha needs a Hasber, because you say Asay number one is Daicha number two, but number two is Daicha number one, so Mehechites. So the Shagasari in Simila Mishim made the following suggestion I mentioned to you yesterday. Most mitzvahs Asay in the Torah have a kiyam with a kum v'asei. Ruba de ruba mitzvah sasei, zim akayim b'kum v'asei. Nahainu, you shake a lulav, you make kiddush, you blow shayfer. A typical mitzvah sasei is a maisa that you're makayim b'kum v'asei by an action, yibum. You're makayim b'kum v'asei tzitzis, you're makayim b'kum v'asei. There are a few asays in the Torah that are have their kiyum b'sheva al ta'asa. We call them a lav haba mechlal asay. The mitzvah asays whose kiyum is through a lack of ma'isa, without a ma'isa. So the Shagas Aryeh suggested that asay, doicha asay, means an asay that you're makayim b'kum v'asay like yibum. Is doicha an asay whose kiyum is b'sheva al ta'asa, such as the Isra Adami and the Isra Adami Umitzri in the first two generations? How you makayim da say of the by Adami Umitzri that Dar Shlishi Yavei Bekal Hashem, you makayim it by not marrying them in the first two dairies. That means it's a kiyum asay b'sheva'al tasa. So the mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh to explain such a sheet in the Rambam is that asay daicha asay is when one asay is a kumva asay dika asay and one asay is a sheva tasa dika asay, so kumva asay is stronger than a sheva tasa, and that's why min haTorah you could be miyabim. So that explains the Rambam. And the problem from the Gemara in Chulin, that the Gemara there says, my ume the high asay, my high asay, that's talking, you have two kumva asay asays. There's talking about Shiloh HaKein and Karbanes Mitzayra. So they're both mitzvahs for kumva asay, so they're both for kumva asay, my ume the high asay, my high asay. Meshen came when one is a mitzvah asay, but kumva asay, and one's a sheval tasa. So that was the Shagas Aryeh's Mahalach. Seems to be somewhat problematic because it sounds like the Shagas Aryeh understands that a kumva asay dika asay is stronger, bigger, I don't call it a bigger mitzvah, but it's a has more of a chashivus than a sheva al tasa dika asay. L'chayra we have fakert in the 10th parak. There's the sugya of yesh kayach. The Chachamim lakar davim in Atayra. Chachamim have the kayach to be oiker a mitzvah dairai. So when? So then the Gemara says the opposite. The Gemara says if it's a kumva asay dika mitzvah, the Chachamim have kayach to be oiker it. They can tell you, sheva'al tasa, don't do the mitzvah. But if it's a sheva'al tasa dika mitzvah, then the Chachamim have no kayach to be oiker it. They're telling you to go do something which is an aveira. If you're going to start measuring chashivas of mitzvahs, which mitzvah is more and which mitzvah is less, it sounds from that Gemara that a kumba asay dika asay it's easier to be mevatel the koyach lechem la'akar, and not a sheva al tasa dik asay.
I'm saying what the koyach
lechem la'akar,
saying how
they are being ma'akar the mitzvah. The being ma'akar the mitzvah, telling you don't do it.
Such a power the Chama had, they're not telling you what to say, you could be the Chama, they're saying what you could do to be the Chama.
So it's easier to be Mevatel a mitzvah by saying don't do something than by saying do it.
It just happens to be, it'll come out.
Right. I mean, so you're right. The mitzvahs, I don't know how chashuv the mitzvahs are, but it's easier to tell people don't do a mitzvah, a konvasei dek a mitzvah, than tell someone don't do a shevat as dek a mitzvah. But if that's pshat in the Gemara, then when you say asei doicha asei, we have to push away one mitzvah, either a kum v'asei deka mitzvah or a sheva tas. You have a steer to asays. So I'm going to say the same thing. Just like the chachamim have the kayach to be oiker this type of asay and not that type of asay, so too the asay deka asay has the power to knock off this type of asay and not that type. If you have to choose one, which one would you choose? Right, there are two types of asays. Kum v'asei, two groups. You have 90% of assays which are konvasei, and 10% of shavaltas. So Torah says that Rabbanim have a kayach to push off the 90% ones and not the 10% ones. So the kayach of a mitzvah assay that has the kayach to push one away, should be the same. It should be easier for a mitzvah assay to be deicha a konvasei deka assay than for a mitzvah assay to be deicha shavaltas a deka assay. Shouldn't it go the same way? What kayach do you have to push something off? If we say chacham have the kayach to be like this and not that, that means it's easier to push off this than push off that. So we're going to say asay daicha asay. When asay has to push away a different asay, let it push away the asay that's easier to push away, not the asay that's harder to push away. Chachamim have a kayach to be oiker, which I say.
Because a shavat is being doing something with kumbase is a strong mitzvah. Right, that's why they can't be.
So why could they be oiker that? If they have a choice to be oiker yibum or to be oiker a daimyo mitzvah, say yeah yibum the chazak could be oiker. They were oiker. They made a gzeir of yerushan to be a shniyah. Yibum the rabbanon could be oiker. The asay of a daimyo mitzvah they can't be oiker. When it comes to saying the say we're saying the reverse. You could be Iker a daimyo mitzri rather than be Iker yibum. Isn't
it the opposite? Maybe that's why they can't tell you to do something with kumbasei. I mean, that's why it would be difficult.
The affair of kumbasei of the mitzvah.
Well,
so why isn't the kayach of an asay to push something away the same as the kayach of a of chazal to push something away? Here focusing on the Isser, here focusing on the Kiyam. Maybe you're right. Okay, let's see. So that means it's saying, don't do Yibam. Right? The Rabbanan can come and say, don't do Yibam. They can't tell you, don't be Mekayim that say of Adayimi, because that means you're getting married to an Adayimi, that Chazal can't do. So when an asay is pushing away an asay, why don't we say ascending? An asay has the kayach to push away a mitzvah by saying don't do it. You have yibum on the one side, adoimi and mitzvah on the other side. So let adoimi and mitzvah say don't do yibum. Let one asay say don't do this rather than, understand? Let it also push away and say don't do it. You have yibum against adoimi and mitzvah, so don't do yibum. The mitzvah konvasei is yibum. If you over, you over b'shev al tasa. So, if I say it comes against an asay, let the asay push away the kumbasei deka mitzvah and tell you don't do it, rather than say the other way around, it pushes away the daimyo mitzvah and it says do it. No? Shouldn't it be that way? You're pushing something away. In one case, the kayach hacham is pushing it away. In one case, the mitzvah asay is pushing it away. So it should go the same way. It should go with the same rules. What you have a kayach to push off with kayach of the chacham, the yesh kayach lacham la'akar, should be the same as the kayach of an asay to push away an asay. What? Because it takes a certain amount of ability to push away a mitzvah d'oraisa. Whatever ability it takes away, it takes that you could push this type of assay and not that, shows that this type of assay is easier to push off. So if this type of assay is easier to push off, shouldn't I rather say push off that? The Chacham may be easier to push off. So shouldn't I say that I say to push it off? The path to be Iker, a Deraisa, in the category, they make a chart. When can you push away Kuvasei de Kavitzel? When can you push away Sheval Tassel? So I know on the chart I have that the Chacham could be like at this level and not that level. And by Mrs. Hasei, it's the reverse. You can push away this level and not that level. No? Well, the Kayak to push away a mitzvah should be consistent.
Either or, whichever one.
Hmm?
So once they have the next to push.
They can't push away either one. The Chacham can only push away a Kuvasei de Kavitzel and say, don't do it. There's also a tshuva in the Chaviz Yoyer. We have a rule that for a mitzvah saseh, a person's chayiv to spend at chayvish menachasav. To buy a lulav, you have to spend at chayvish menachasav, but not more. A person has to spend money to have matzah, you have to spend at chayvish menachasav, and not more. Otherwise, he's potter. If he doesn't have enough money, he can't afford a mezuzah. You don't have to put up a mezuzah. You're not mechuyev to borrow money to put up a mezuzah. If you don't have money, so you live in a house without a mezuzah. Nothing wrong. At chaybish from the chasav, you have to spend. On a lois asay, a person has to spend kol ma'asav. You have to spend everything you have, not to be over alive. So that's one of the klalei hamitzvahs. It's in the Gemara. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Chaviz Yoyer says that the kula that by a mitzvah saseh you only have to spend ad chaymish is only by a kumva asay dika mitzvah. A mezuzah, a lulav, or a shayfer. By a kumva asay dika mitzvah, as a mitzvah saseh, you have to spend up to a fifth. By a sheva altasa dika mitzvah saseh, if you have a mitzvah saseh that you makayim b'sheva altasa, so he says that you have to spend kol mechasav. Even though the Gemara says lav haba mechal asay as asay, but when it comes to how much you have to give up, the Chaviz Yoyer says you have to give up kol mamayna for a lav if the aveira is a sheva altasa dika aveira. If I cared, what about a lois asay? Laisa says usually are over because of asay. If you could come up with a laisa say that the veira is by doing nothing, so he says you only have to spend up to a chaymish. Maybe I can think of a lav that you're over by doing nothing. Most lavim, like silbashatnis, the veira is by doing something. Like sirtzach, the veira is by doing something. Like signoiv, the veira is by doing something. So Yarayas is a lab by doing something. When you have a lab by doing nothing, Magnus, what? What's a case? Remember a case? What? Meiser? Neiser? Neiser? Siru? Yeah, Neiser would be a good example. Neiser, I have a Shev Al Tassin. What? The lab of Mako also. Loisamid Al Dam Reyecha, I was thinking. Loisamid Al Dam Reyecha, you have to spend money to save someone else's life. You only mechuyev to spend at chaymish menachasav. Not mechuyev to spend more. I think that's the case in the Chaviz Yoyer. You only on a la on a loisa say that's you only have to that you're over by doing nothing. So you only have to spend chaymish menachasav. We see vayta the yisaid that a mitzvah become that the mitzvah is a kum vaseidik a mitzvah gets pushed off more easily. If you have a kum vaseidik a mitzvah, whether it's mezuzah, a neiser, any mitzvah b'kum vasei, you only have to spend chaymish menachasav. It's a lot of money, but that's all you have to spend. And a mitzvah that's b'shev al taseh, you have to spend kol mechasav. So vayta, we see the opposite of the shakas aryeh. We see that to push away a mitzvah, it's more kal to push away a kum vaseidik a mitzvah than to push away a sheval tasa dika mitzvah. When the mitzvah is b'kum vaseh, you're pushing it away by doing nothing. That's more kuladik. When a mitzvah is shaval taras, you're pushing it away by doing something, that's more chomer. So again, if I want to make a chart on the board, a list of ways to push away a kumasei, the mitzvah, way to push away a shaval taras. So I know already two things where it's easier to push away a kumasei, the mitzvah. It's easier to be daicha, a mitzvah, that the mitzvah is kumasei, like mezuzah and lulav and yibum. These mitzvahs get pushed off for Mishmin Chasav, Yesh Kayach Lakar, two ways it can get pushed off. Where Sheval Tassadik mitzvah doesn't get pushed off. It doesn't get pushed off because of Mishmin Chasav, it doesn't get pushed off because of Kayach Lacham Lakar. So we see somehow that to push off, to be Deicha mitzvahs, it's easier to be Deicha mitzvah where the mitzvah itself is Sheval Tassadik. As a kumbasei de kemitzvah, is it push it off and say don't do anything? And here the Shagasayi is telling us mamish the reverse. That by say dechasei, it's the other way around. So to explain this, we have to come to the Ramban in Parshas Yisrael. The Ramban in Parshas Yisrael, which Rabbi Kiva Eger sends us to Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gein Hashas. Mekiveger tells us to look up the Rambam Sanz on Zayin Amin Aleph and the Pasuk Zachas Yom Shabbos. The Ramban there explains why Aseh is Deichalais Aseh. The Pashtus, I would think, Aseh pushes away Alais Aseh because an Aseh is, like we said, worth more points than a Laisa say. The Ramban says the following. He says, a mitzvah saseh is a kiyum mitzvah me ahava. When you do something because someone wants it, it shows ahava, it shows a love for the person. It's a kiyum mitzvah me ahava. Staying away from a Laisa say, not wearing shatness, is a kiyum mitzvah me yira. Yira, meaning you're afraid to do this. The Rabbi Shalom doesn't want you to do it. So an asay is an avayda mi'ava, and a loisa say is an avayda mi'ira. Listen to our Rabbi. When you do a mitzvah, which is bigger? Showing ava or showing yira? When you show somebody that you're on his side, showing ava is more than showing yira. You show somebody you're afraid of him, it's nice. You show someone you love him, it's more. You show the Rabbi Shlomo Ma'ava, it's more than yira. So in kiyum mitzvah, an asay is worth more than a laisa say. It tu zayf more. Gadol ha'ayve mi'ava, yaisa mi'ayve mi'ira, Gemara says. So in kiyum mitzvahs, ava is more than yira, asay is more than a laisa say. What about Averis? What's a worse Avera? Bitl Asay or Bitl Lois Asay? Let's think. Bitl Asay means you're showing that you don't have Ahava. Bitl Lois Asay shows you don't have Yira. What's a more serious Avera? Showing no Ahava or showing no Yira? In doing an Avera, being over a lois asay is worse than being over an asay. So it comes out opposites. In kiyum mitzvah, when the cheshbon is what to be mekayim, an asay is more than a lois asay. An asay is a kiyum me'ava, it's worth more than a lois asay. So when you talk asay doch a lois asay, you come in to ask the shayla, which one should I be mekayim? The kiyum of the asay is more than the kiyum of the lois asay. But if someone doesn't have aveira, in Aveira, an Eloisa say is worse. The Ramban says that's why there's Malkis or Misa for Eloisa says. And Mitzvah says typically don't have an Einish in the Torah. Because the Aveira of the Eloisa say, that's worse than the Aveira of the Asay. Because it shows you don't even have Yira. It's worse. So two reverse things are both Emes. In Kiyume Mitzvah, Asay Deichalais Asay. In Bittel Mitzvah, in being over in Aveira, Being over a lav is worse than being over an asay. Oh, this is the answer. Why in an asay you only have to spend chaymish for the chasa to avoid being over, and an alaysa say you have to spend all your money? I asay is more than alaysa say. Why do I have to spend more money on alaysa say than an asay? Because if you're coming to avoid being over, the avera b'alaysa say is worse. You have to spend more money not to fall into being over alaysa say. Being over alaysa say shows a lack of yira. Mashenki, being over an asay is not a schamer. So in the avarian of it, in being over, it's worse to be over a lot than over an asay. When we make a cheshbon of asay doich alaysa say, we're trying to figure out the rotten atayra. Is kiyum nasei worth the war? Is kiyum leis nasei? I'm in a matzav where I can become one and not the other. In kiyum mitzvah, the asei is worth more than the leis nasei. And you have to chazay in this Ramban. In the Ramban, it's five lines. In the middle of the Ramban on the Pasuk Zachs Yom HaShabbos. But he's saying something that accomplishes opposites. That when you're cheshbening kiyum mitzvah, you're cheshbening an asei to be stronger. When you're chashbering bittul mitzvah, alaysa say is stronger. Like this cheshbin, our kasha the Shagas Aryeh also falls away. The Shagas Aryeh says, when do we say asay daich asay? We're trying to figure out, you have an asay against an asay, yibum against mitzri, a daimim mitzri. Which one is the ratzon haTorah to be mekayim? So you're coming to figure out which one the Torah wants you to be mekayim, and kiyume mitzvah, a kumva seideke mitzvah, is more. It shows ava. You get up and do something, you're showing ava. So kol zman, the cheshbon is, asay deich asay, asay deich alois asay, the cheshbon is, which one is worth more in the kiyum of the mitzvah? It has nothing to do with yesh kreach b'chama lakadol min haTorah. B'chama being oiker, they're not saying, should I do this or that? We say Chacham have a kriyah to be oiker. What could they be oiker? They could tell you be over an aveira. If it's an aveira that you're over, b'shev al tasim. So that they could do, because that shows a lack of ava. To show a lack of yira, that's much more chamer. That they don't can't do. So that with the Ramban, the Shagas Aryeh's cheshbon is very geshmak. Comes out. We ask what's more, kumba say b'shev al tasim. We'll make a chart. You can't just make a charge. In the kiyum mitzvah, the kumvaseh is stronger. So when you're coming to do a mitzvah, doing the mitzvah of the kumvaseh is worth more than b'shev al tasa. If you want to show somebody you care about the person, you have to do something. It's not enough that you just refrain from not doing. You have to do something. For your wife's anniversary, you have to do something. I don't know what you have to do exactly. I'm trying to figure out for 30 years. But you can't tell your wife that for the anniversary, I'm not going to leave my socks on the floor. I'll put it in the hamper. That doesn't show Ava. It shows Yira. To not do a chesaron is not doesn't show Ava. When you're being Mekayim, you have to be Mekayim of Kovasei. That's the Ramban's Yisayim. So when the Cheshbon is doing the mitzvah, Ava, it's Mekovasei. It's doing something. So I say, that's what I say. Or a kumvasei dika mitzvah shows more than a sheval tasa. Not marrying a daimyo mitzri shows yira. Doing yibum shows ava. So in tzitzira, we assume the ratzon haTorah is the mitzvah that's rooted in ava more than the mitzvah that's rooted in yira.
But at the same time, you've got the mitzvah
of a lot. See, but it's not really. We're trying to figure out when the chama oiker, the two separate cases. Be like this, be like that. Or money, one case of chaymish, one case of this. Here, it's one case, and we're trying to figure out the ratzon haTorah. Does the Rebbeinu Shalom want this assay or this assay? We're not going to be over anything. Once we figure out what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, we're going to do exactly what he wants. We're trying to figure out which is day for which. In the cheshbon haTorah, which kiyum is more important when they come into kafla. So there we're making a cheshbon, which one? We're talking about somebody who wants to do the mitzvah. We're not going to be over any aveiros. Say that you're not over the lice, I say. You figure out the rotz and the tyrant, which one to do.
But at the same time, you've got the asay of Adonim. And it's a year or so.
It's not pshat that I'm going to do this aveira to get this mitzvah. Every Asay Derech HaLaseh would try to figure out the Ratzon HaTorah, what the Torah wanted me to do. The Torah, when the Torah set up its rules for mitzvahs, we have a right to assume that when you have the opportunity to pick between one of the two, you pick the Kovasei the mitzvah, the Shoz Ahava, rather than the one that always shows Yira. Of course, at the end of the day, you know, you don't get an Einish for the Laisasei, because we say Asay Derech HaSei or Asay Derech HaLaseh, that's all Nichla of Ratzon HaTorah. So really, the Ramban's chilek would be true according, at least according to Shagas Arye, not only asay and laisasay, but kumasay and shabbat tasi, as it comes out. Four. According to Ramban's cheshbon, you should get malchus. Except the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says lavo mechalasay asay that only when you malchus. That's what Gemara says it by. So it doesn't fit with the Rabban's cheshbon, but he's not in cheshbon is for everything. A lot of the Nitikolasei also don't get, or a lot of Shemaisi also don't get.
What's the general rule of year and a half? A year and a half is telling the person. I think on the general rule.
It depends on the person, but there's still rules. It's not a theory. You can still have rules. You can have one person who's not over a lav, neyava, but the kiyum alav doesn't show it. The Rabban is saying that when the Torah shtel davek, and I say it's an opportunity to show Ava. Allah says I'm going to show Yira.
The definition of Yira and Ava telling a person that actually
is so they are klalim and they are individuals. The individual could be different, but the klalei atayra have to go with the general klal.
I'm going to say it can't be on Yira. I do something because I'm afraid I'm going to get in trouble if I don't do it.
Could be, but it shows more. You know, if you buy somebody something for the anniversary, you might be doing it because you're afraid they're going to get in trouble if you don't do it. But still, the Maisa is a Maisa shows Ava. If someone does something for you, it draws you close to him. If he just refrains from hurting you, that doesn't show. In definition, each individual might be motivated by one thing or another. But La Maisa, it shows something. When you do something with Kumbase, it shows. When you do something with Shabbat Tas, it doesn't show. It's restraining, restraining yourself. Restraining yourself doesn't show Ava. So the Gemara in Hey Amid Beis, Taka asks, how do you know Aseh is not Techa Laiseh Shbekaris? It's funny, the Gemara here says a kilo to Svara. But the Gemara in Hey Amid Beis says, how do you know? We need a limut for it. It's Taka not just the Svara that Karis is Mohammer, but it's a limut from the Torah. So I guess the limut is that Karis weighs so much in the scale that it even overweighs the Avadi or Cheshra. Yes. The Torah chose Karis, it shows you the Cheshiva Siddur Mitzvah. Yes. Yeah. As I said, I wanted to suggest two mahalchim.
In general, it's always that one that people in the other one.
From the Ramban, I mean, it sounds like it's a point system that one outweighs the other. The way he's talking, it sounds like it. I don't know if it's mukhrach, but it certainly sounds like it. And this Claire. We talk about a seder for leisa seva asay. That's when this klal is going to come into machlekes rishayim. We have to remember till then what the Ramban sheet is. So we have to hold on. All right, this is all the Shagas Aryeh's approach to asay and leisa asay. It ships well with the Ramban, and everything is good. The Shagas Aryeh himself says that it doesn't fit the Ramban well. He has a problem. With Shitas Rambam and Taka in the case of Shiloh HaKein, it sounds from the Rambam that Asay Deicha Asay always. And if that's the case, Tzarechi and God. We have a chaver to the Rambam. The Ritva in Bava Metzia Daf Lamed also holds Asay Deicha Asay. His case is the Gemara, which talks about a Kayin who sees an Aveda in a Beis HaKvaris. So the Gemara says that Kayim, who sees an Aveda Beis HaKvaris, can't go and be Mekayim HaShavas Aveda, because Kayim is Mutsuva with Asay Vilay Sasei. And Asay Vilay Sasei is not Nitcha for an Asay. The Gemara says that Kayim is Asay Vilay Sasei. Vice dice, if Kayin would just be an Asay alone, says the Ritva, Asay Deicha Asay. So vice toisev asay is daich and asay. So we see asay daich asay, that's what he says. So there, he's saying that which asay would be daich, which asay. Tumas kayin, that Hashavas Aveda would be daich, Tumas kayin. Tumas kayin would be an asay. So the Ritva also holds asay daich asay, it fits with the Shakas Aryan. Hashavas Aveda is a kumvasay daich a mitzvah. Tumas Kain is a Shavat HaSadik HaMitzvah, fits it very nicely to Ritva, right? He's saying that Hashavas Aveda would be, if Hashavas Aveda was only an Asay, and Tumas Kain was only an Asay, then Asay would be Teich Asay, Hashavas Aveda would push off Tumas Kain, which is Gishmak. Hashavas Aveda is a Kumba HaSadik HaMitzvah, it'll push away the mitzvah of Kedashim Tiyu, of the Asay of Kainim, to not be Tavi. Okay. What? So that's the kasha tzias there, that it's not be'in there anyway, which I think I mentioned. We're going to see, I mentioned the other day, that a hechsher mitzvah that you have to have could be considered be'in there. I mentioned it maybe last week. That a hechsher mitzvah which you have to go and get it to do Rosh Hashanah Aveda, that could be included in a say, that's the right from that. Okay, the second mahalach. This I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if it's right or it's not right, but I just took a raya to it. So listen, hear me out. The Rambam says, "Asay is daichasay." And the kasha is, "My ume the hayasay me hayasay." You have two asays, once again the other. So the Gemara itself says, "Befei itself says befeirish my ume the hayasay me hayasay." Maybe, is it possible that when you have one assay against another assay, you have a choice. You could do whatever you want. Maybe Taket is that way. You have one assay against another assay, take your pick. My ume, the high assay, my assay. You could do whatever you like. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. You have Yibum against a Daimyo Mitzri. Minatari, you could do whatever you like. If you want, you can be Miyavim. If you want, you cannot be Miyavim. That sounds a little strange. You get a choice? Very strange. Well, the Gemara there in Chulin, you picked up the bird. So now the question was, could you use it for a Mitzayim? So Gemara says, Mayum made the Hayasay, Mehayasay. So the Rambam will learn that you have a choice. You can do whatever you like. Now, the truth is, I never heard of such a thing. You get a choice. It's a menu. You do whatever you want. I never heard such a thing in the Torah. If you want to do an Aveira, if you want to do this Aveira, if you want to do this Mizra. However, the Shagas Aryeh, in his words, asks that the Rambam, when he says Asay Dech Asay, is Saiser himself. Now, I'm going to read the words where he's Saiser himself, and you'll see it fits what I'm saying. The Rambam is in Hilchas Yibum, Perek Vav Halachiyot. He brings the Gezeira Bia Rishayna to Bishniya that we learned about on Daf Chav. Chazal Wagayza Bia Rishayna to Bishniya, you can't be Miyabim Chiyuv Elad. There are two things the Rambam says. One thing he says, Lefikach, see, I'll read the whole thing. He starts off by saying, "Chiyuve ha'isa yivama asura yivama isalav oy asura say oy shoyse shniya or drabana harizecha letzis leivis yavamis." Okay, you have an isur asay or loisa say or drabana chalitza in that yivam. Neimatzricha chalitza sheish belakuchin ha'el dekdushin taisim barizes kuchli yivam. Umin adin ha'yesh yisamu shayibo mitzus asay. Chomakim shatamaita say belaisa say yave yasei v'yitches laisa say. Ava chomim gazru. When the Rambam says min adin you should do yibum, he only says it about a lav. He only says min adin ha'yishis yabmu sheyibum mitzvah say. Chomakim shatamaita say belaisa say yave yasei v'yitches laisa say. Ava chomim gazru shleis yabmu chay v'lam v'lay shniyas kazei reshem yavlei abia shniya. Vayibiyas asura. When he says that min adin is a mitzvah yibum, he doesn't say it by asay. He only says it about a lot. He doesn't say min adin you have to do yibum. So that's good. He doesn't say asay daicha asay min adin. But then he says, lefikachim avar ubal yivim teyasur alay mishum lav oy mishum asay. Beitzarach lay mishniya hariz akanya kin yigamur mitiya beged hivachatz risam utaris lazar shehari niftarim. He says, but if you do yibum and asay, you're part of the tzara and you became yibum. So the lashon of the Shagasari, he says in this Rambam, lav reisha seifa v'lav seifa reisha. He says min adin, you do yibum by lavim. He doesn't say asay. He says lefikach, if you did yibum, it works. You kind of you're part of the tzara. So it's a stira. First he says, min adin, you do yibum by lavim. He says, but yeah, but if you did it, it's a kiyum even by asayis. If we would accept the mahalach, that you have a choice, the Rambam would be good. Min adin, you don't have to be miyabim. It's an asay and asay, I'm not machayiv you to do yibum. You want to do yibum, you don't want to do yibum. Min adin, I wouldn't say it's a kiyum yibum. If you did yibum, then it's a kiyum of the asay and a part of the tzorah. It would fit well into the Lashon Rambam if you would have such a mahalach that you have a choice. Does anybody say this? I have no idea. I'm hoping that maybe someone here will bump into somebody who says something like this. And it would be, it's a chiddush, what?
You need to do yibum with a chalitza.
What?
You do.
Well, you always have a choice of chalitza. What I'm saying is that you even have a choice of yibum also. When you say, my ume, the hayase, may I say, we're saying they're equal. Take your pick. Do which one you want. If I tell you this or this, they're both equal. So you do whichever one you like. So maybe that's the Rambam Sheet and Asay Decha Asay. Which Asay is Decha, which Asay? Take your pick. Which one you want. Who like? What?
The question I'm saying is that my Torah, if I care what the Torah made with, then the Torah says up to us, when the Torah asked everything.
It's taka strange. You don't find, we're trying to figure out Kavanah Satayra. We're saying that Kavanah Satayra is, you get a choice. You never see such a thing. That is strange. You ever hear such a thing that?
Well, of course, it's why
says that
who's
you don't mean by Kanoan Pagan by?
No.
Of course, the Pashas is Machoyev, no?
Why Machoyev? Mar says
that. My chosis.
So, well, why do you say my chosis?
It's interesting. Taka, by my chosis, we say Sheval Tasa. Taka says Sheval Tasa, my chosis. It's just with Shag Zari. According to this, you should have a choice. But my chazis, the choice is a konvasei or sheval tas. So I'm asking, when the choice is two konvaseis, there's no my chazis there. If I have a choice to save his life or his life, so I can pick whichever one I want. No, I could pick. The idea of the Gemara is that I'm going to die or somebody else is going to die. So sheval tas. All right, anyway, these are two possible mahalchim, if I can call my mahalcha possible. The only reason I have the guts to say anything is because the Shagas Aryeh says that his pshat doesn't fit to the Rambam. His pshat doesn't fit in the Rambam, he has to come with another pshat in the Rambam. So you look here in the back of the Franco Rambam, there are about 40 marimakaymas. Does one of anybody say it's a choice? I don't know, I didn't look through them. Ulai. Okay, I wanted to move on to the next Taisus Tiksiv, and I also wanted to learn some of the Gemara. Let's learn a small piece of Gemara and then come to Taisus. Vamar Abalaza, Smuchim and Atayra Minalan. The Gemara digresses from the Sugya of Asay Dechalai, Sasay to the Indian of Smuchim. Shadem Asmuchim Ad La'ilam Asuyim Be'emes V'yashar. Vamar Abshesh, Vamar Abalaza, Mishum Rabalaza Ben Azariah. Now listen to an example of Smuchim. It says a word passing by Sass and Sharbadisha. Samachle says, Kieshu Yachim Yachtav. And therefore, what? We say that when a person falls to Yibum, that if she has a good tainda, that he shouldn't be Miyabimi, we try to force him to do Chalitza. That's called Smuchin. Two psukim near each other. What's the difference between a hekish and smuchim? We have in Mesechtas Kedushin v'yatzav ha'isa, a hekish havai liyitzia. Right? That's how you know that you could do kedushin with shtar. Umakash avay liyitzia. The yotza vaisa l'shachar. It says v'yotza next to vaisa. What else is it? It's also next to each other. When do we call it smuchin and when do we call it hakekish? Taisvis says, we'll see it in Taisvis, he says it's tashtavara. Then when it's b'chad kra, when it's in one pasuk, that's called a hekish. If you have two words next to each other in one pasuk and we have a kabbalah to darshan them, that's called a hekish. If there are two different psukim, that's called smuchin. We darshan smuchin. So smuchin is really another name for a weaker hekish. It's a hekish in different psukim. Taisa says you have a choice between darshaning a hekish and smuchin. You have a stira between something from a hekish and something from a smuchin. So a hekish is stronger than smuchin. Why? It's simple. I'd rather be makish two things in one pasuk than makish two things in two psukim. In one pasuk it's closer than in two psukim. So the whole sugya of smuchin in this amid is not more than a hekish once removed. It's a hekish that's a pasuk in separate psukim. And here we have the discussion if darshin and smuchim or not. So the Gemara says, "Vamar Rav Yosef elamad loy darash smuchim bi'alma, but Mishnah Torah darash." Now we're going to have to figure out why. Why in Dvarim dafka we darshit smuchim on the bottom of the Yomid, the Gemara comes back to it. For now, we'll just take it for granted. There are filament loy darash smuchim bi'alma, but Mishnah Torah darash. The Har of Allah Yehuda b'alma loy darash. Mishnah Torah darash. Rav Yehuda never darshit smuchim. Mishnah Torah does. How do I know? B'alma minolad loy darash. The Tanya ben Azayayimer nema chashef alay sechayev nema kol shechev in behemah mois yumas some chwinyin loy. Why are these two things next to each other to teach you that mashechev in behemah beskila bechashef beskila? So that's the Tanakamu who darshan smuchim in shmois. Avle Rabbi Yehuda chidei she some chwinyin loy noitzis el beskila el oivi yadayni bechla mechashefa hayu v'lama yatzu lahakishlam v'lama malach ma'i v'yadayni beskila mechashefa beskila. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshin smuchin. Ube mishnah Torah and on the darish nan. Now I see Adam anusas saviv umafutas aviv. Anusas by umafutas benai. We had this in the 10th parak that a person could marry anusas saviv umafutas aviv. Anusas by umafutas benai. Rabbi Yehuda isav anusas umafutas aviv. Every other relative who's oinus umafata, you're not asa to her. Only aviv. If the av is oinus umafata, somebody you're asa to her. So Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So we see, even if you don't darshan elsewhere, you daven in Mishnah Torah. Why in Mishnah Torah? The Gemara will say. So we have this idea that darshin and smuchim in Devarim l'kuli alma, gedilim tassel chama, and shatn is in Mishnah Torah, in Kiseitze probably Chav Beis, and therefore we darshin smuchim. Now it's not the same pasuk. Shatn is one pasuk, gedilim tassel is a different pasuk. So that is not called a hekesh; that's called smuchim. You're going to read in this week's parasha that it says in the same pasuk Shabbos and Mishkan. To teach you that Mishkan is not Deicha Shabbos, so that's not Smuchim, that's a Hekish, it's in one Pasuk. So it's a Hekish in Rabbi Yehuda Darshans. But if it's going to be in different Pasukim, then it's going to be a Machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda Lechacham. This is what I'm saying. Taisus Niksiv, Loi Silba Shad and Samach Leik Adilim, skip down to Taisus' second Kashi, Hikshar Avenu Yaakov. This is Taisus' first Kashi, the second part of Taisus. But this 8-9 lines down, Hikshar Avenu Yaakov Dor lines, the Lachayvu Nashim Betzitzis, the Islam Lameima Kol Sheyeshnoi Balaisel B'Shatnis Yeshnoi B'Gedilim Tasselacha. Taisus here's a kasha that why don't we say that we're makish the Isser Shatnis to the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and women who are mitzvah in the Isser Shatnis are mechuyev in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Avagav the lekesh hekeshu el smuchim. The trei krayininu. See, Taisa says the tachdavara. The trei krayininu. Taisa says these words. It's not a hekesh, it's smuchim, because it's two psukim. That means two psukim is a smuchim, one pasuk is a hekesh. Mekama kedashin rachim perakamid erechim, the bat chelos. The kamer chavi of mitzitis, kainu levim v'yisrael. Umaz the kainu mitzrachalai, it's talking about a hoyo vishteri, gabai uklai mitzitis, nami loy lechaivu, kamash mullah, nidish bibi, then avai, there's lebi navai delay ishtir. The mashi di ishtir, the gamer, you have a mitzri mitzitis. What's Tyson saying? The Gemara says a drasha that anybody who's pata from klayim is pata from tzitzis. Kain levim, I would think, a pata from this, a pata from that. Kamash malon, not. So kamash malon, nidish be avaydish, let me avayd leinish to me. The mashi yishdi legami, I have mitzvah tzitzis. So Tais says, kol shkei yishomer l'josh l'chomer l'chayiv nashem mitzitzis. So Tais's kasha is, let's darshin that whoever is mechuyim ishan, this is mechuyim and tzitzis. Now you have to know a klal. Why does Tosfos ask this direction, not the opposite direction? Tosfos can ask later. But why does Tosfos ask that just like the potter from tzitzis, they should be potter from shatnez? So there's a klal in Shas that we're going to have on Avchesam et Aleph. On Avchesam et Aleph, we have a klal l'kula u'l'chumra l'chumra makshina. It's a klal be'a hekish, but be'a smukim too. The klal is, if two things are hookish one to the other, you have a choice. You can darshan l'kula in both, you can darshan l'chumra in both. We darshan l'chumra, l'mashul. It says chomitz and matzah in the same pasuk, so we darshan. Kol sheyeshnei v'bal teichel chomitz, yeshnei v'achilas matzah. Women are mechuyev in eating matzah from the hekish to chomitz. We don't say the opposite. That kol sheyeshnei v'matzah, as I say, shema grama, yeshnei v'chomitz. Kalecha di'ika l'midrash l'kula l'chumra l'chumra makshina. That's a klal. What? Here it's smuchin, which is why I was magnim that smuchin goes with the same klalim as hekish. Smuchin is a hekish once removed, and if you look in Taisis Lush, and Taisis says the words l'chumra makshinan or l'chumra darshinan, Taisis in the Kasha said, because it was the Lashon of the Kasha. Koshke sheishlanu lidrash l'chumra l'chayiv nashim mitzitzis. That's Taisis Lashon. That the drasha should be a drasha l'chumra. Taisis means with this cloud that we dash l'chumra. If you could dash l'chumra, if you don't have a choice. If there's only one way to dash, you dash in l'kula. Tell you, the Gemara says l'kula u'l'chumra l'chumra makshina. If it could work both ways, that's why the lashon is like that. L'kula u'l'chumra l'chumra makshina. If the drashin could work both ways, you go l'chumra. The crazy placey in Siman Samech Aleph in Yeridaya, Sivkot and Tess, clears why l'chumra makshina. Yeah, the hekish could go both ways. L'kula l'chumra. L'chumra makshinan. Why? He has tutzdadim. What are tutzdadim? Either it's a Kabbalah. Just like we have a Kabbalah every type of drasha, we have a Kabbalah. Right? We have klal uprat uklal, yatan ukein afrat. It's a Kabbalah. So one side is that it's a l'chumra shemesinai. L'kula l'chumra l'chumra makshinan. The second side, when you have a kula and a chumra, you could dash in both ways. Maybe al suffik dairais the lachumra, we dash in lachumra. So we don't know if we should makish lakula or makish lachumra. Maybe because of suffik dairais the lachumra, that's why we're makish lachumra. That's his suffik. We're going to give me. Well, do we have any case of lakula lachumra by Mrs. Bezdin? What? Chametz, being over chametz. No matter, it's not chametz. There's zikha mechuyaves, and the hekish is matter. Should not make a bracha, kiddush, because it shouldn't be mighty man. You mean?
It's not bracha.
Remember, Rav Shimon said the subject of Eretz Lachum is a vada. You know, to make a bracha on such a vada. Why don't you bring a rifle to Tosfos? Why am I talking about it? He has one side that l'chumra l'kulam akshinan, that why are we makish l'chumra? Because some dress l'chumra. So it's only ta'ataisis. It says shatnis, it says tzitzis. So I'm not sure. Should I say women are not mechuyevis in both? Or mechuyev in both? So Taisis says, l'chumra makshinan, they should be mechuyev in tzitzis. What does that mean? They should wear tzitzis even if it's shatnis. You know what Taisis is saying? The gedilim taslocha should go on women, they should wear tzitzis even b'makom shatnis. Midashing this pasuk.
Yeah, but it's two chumras of wearing tzitzis and not wearing shatnis.
So both chumras should apply.
What?
They should wear tzitzis and not shatnis. Or maybe that's what Taisis meant. Maybe Taisis meant that in the kasha.
What?
That's not the way you learn Taisis. That's what he's saying now. No, when you learn Taisis, you understood
that she will be mechuyev tzitzis and she will be mechuyev kilayim.
Right, and I say dechalaisa, say she shall wear. Is that the way you would have understood?
And she will have a bag that has a kilayim, she can wear tzitzis.
There has no kilayim.
Also, if there is kilayim.
But she's not allowed to wear kilayim.
Why not? It's the same like men. She will be
the same
like men.
The same as a man.
Right.
So I don't understand that. If it's only mitzat sofi deraisa lachumra that she's wearing tzitzis, so that could be machmir for her to wear tzitzis. I can't be mekel for her to wear tzitzis, even if a shan is. I'm learning now she has to wear tzitzis. So if it's a vada, I have no problem. It's tefil klayim. But if it's a savit aras l'chumra, even klayim. But could you do that in a safik? Could you wear klayim? I'm a supik if I should dash l'chumra l'kula. So if it's a savit aras, I'm a dash l'chumra, I'm a b'chayiv her in tzitzis. She should only be m'chayiv in tzitzis l'chumra, not l'kula. If wearing tzitzis is a kula, it should be a problem. No? The wearing tzitzis is going to make her be mekel and shatnez. It should be a problem, no?
But the same limit that asked her from kilayim might have her be tzitzis.
Right.
So it's not for her and the it's the same limit. The one limit says that she's also the kilayim and she's mekel and tzitzis.
I'm not sure if this is what you mean, but I saw somebody suggested the following terrors. Maybe it's what you mean. We're not sure which way to be makish it. If you dash l'chumra, she's mechuyevus in tzitzis, and then she could wear klayim. I say the chalaisis. Elamai going to say, but maybe the drush is fakert. If drush is fakert, then just like she's putter in tzitzis, she's putter in klayim. So since the drush is one way or the other, memanav shal she could wear tzitzis by klayim. So memela, it would fit. It would fit in this case at least. What? Right. It's not going to be daicha vice dice. It's a vice. Not sure why. It shows ava even more if it's any bit of vice. Not sure why. Right, anyway, Taisus, what's Taisus' answer? The Yishleima, the Hadanashim Peturah, this is Hainam Shem Yalaf Lor, Rach B'yakim, this is Hainam Garam, Nashim Peturah, it's Hushon Kotar, it's Filin, because Adif Mismuchin. What's Taisus say? That from Smuchin, I can't darshan to be Saiser, the din of Vitzvah Seishas Mangrama. Vitzvah Seishas Mangrama I learn out of a Hekish. And this I learn out of Smuchin. Hekish is stronger than Smuchin. And therefore, smuchim can't teach me to be mechayvar and tzitzis where a hekesh says fakert. What about matzah? We darshan matzah because it says next to chametz. Because yeshtay b'val teichel chametz, yeshtay b'matzah. I matzah is also mitzvah shel zman grama. So why by tzitzis we say you can't mechayv nashim and tzitzis mitzvah zman grama, and by matzah you could be mechayv. Isn't it the same thing? What's the difference, matzah? Matzah, we say women are mechuyavais because it says next to chametz. And mitzitzis, we don't say they're mechuyav because it says next to shatnez. The answer is, tzitzis and shatnez is two different psukim, smuchim. It's weaker than the din of hekesh. Chametz and matzah is the same pasuk, it's a hekesh. A hekesh is not overridden by a hekesh prati, is not overridden by this general hekesh of as mitzvah says shezman gram. So Tosfos Teretz is only that a hekesh is stronger than smuchim, but a hekesh and a hekesh, those two go together well. Okay, good. For tomorrow, please prepare down to the bottom of the Amid. Maybe we'll turn the page as well. We're going to continue the sugya of Shatnez and Tzitzis on the other day.